Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korea said it is considering how to change a decades-old armistice with North Korea into a peace agreement. As well, the Trump administration has confirmed that there has been direct contact between the United States government and North Korea. Mike Gracia has that update.
It appears a possible summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is one step closer to becoming a reality. In advance of a possible meeting, the director of the CIA has visited North Korea. Two officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, tell the Associated Press CIA Director Mike Pompeo was recently in North Korea, where he met with Kim. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the trip publicly. Kim's offer of a summit was conveyed last month through South Korean officials, and to the surprise of many, Trump accepted. Mike Gracia, Washington.
International chemical weapons inspectors do not appear to have visited the site of a suspected attack in Syria after days of delays by Syrian and Russian authorities. The United States State Department has accused the Syrian government and its ally Russia of trying to cover up the alleged April 7th attack.
We want them to be able to get in as quickly as possible, as safely as possible, but we also want that evidence to be as pure as possible for their investigation.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said the UN security team doing reconnaissance came under gunfire a day earlier. Officials in Afghanistan say a top regional security commander and several of his bodyguards were killed in a bombing attack early Wednesday. Janan Mama was heading the crisis response unit for the Border Police Force in Kandahar province. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Former First Lady Barbara Bush has died at the age of 92. She joined Abigail Adams as the only woman to be the wife and mother of U.S. presidents. Sagar Magani reports.
In a commencement address nearly three decades ago, Barbara Bush had advice for parents.
If you have children, they must come first.
Not 10 years later, she watched one of her sons run for the same office his dad once held.
I feel like we done good with this boy.
And later said it was amazing to see the same boy she used to drive to Little League games and yell at to clean his room become president. George W. Bush is remembering his mom as a woman unlike any other, who kept us on our toes and kept us laughing until the end. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Facebook is introducing more privacy safeguards to users in Europe. This is part of efforts to comply with new rules meant to make it easier for consumers to give and withdraw consent for the use of their data. Pernell Murdoch explains.
The privacy law is the latest attempt by EU regulators to rein in mostly American tech giants who they blame for avoiding tax, stifling competition, and encroaching on digital privacy rights. European analysts say the new EU rules are the most important change in data privacy regulation in a generation as they try to catch up with all the technological advances. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
The new United Nations Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, has warned the Security Council that reports of possible military operations around a major urban center and a vital port could ruin any hopes of ending the country's civil war.
We also, and this is an issue of great importance to us, hear unconfirmed reports that movements of forces in Yemen are on the increase, and that the prospect of intensive military operations in Al-Hudaydah, long heralded, may soon be forthcoming. Our concern is simple, that any of these developments would, at a single stroke, take peace off the table.
The chief of the Russian communications watchdog has admitted to blocking access to millions of IP addresses in a so far futile attempt to block a popular messaging app. The Russian Communications Agency on Monday began to enforce a court ruling to block the program Telegram after the messaging app refused to hand over its encryption keys to intelligence agencies. For additional stories, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media, where you can see pictures, videos, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today.